I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Nuanced aspects of doubt and faith are explored in the Pulitzer Prize-winning play Doubt, A Parable, written by John Patrick Shanley. In it, a Catholic nun school principal faces challenges when she suspects an improper relationship between a beloved priest and a student, leading to ethical questions on all sides. The Not Ready for Retirement Players present Doubt at the Halt Center Studio in Eugene, August 18th through 27th. With me at KLCC are Chris Pinto and Chris McVeigh, who act in and direct the play, respectively. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
Doubt can be a bond as powerful and sustaining as certainty, says Father Flynn in the beginning of this play. What does that mean to you, Chris Pinto, as Father Flynn?
I think what he's trying to say is that when you choose to have words that have an extreme consequence to them, they should be without doubt. Because what happens is that people take innuendo or just a piece of something and they blow it up into their own dialogue. And so what happens is the truth gets sort of distorted and lost. And consequently, people are struggling to try to make sense of how all of a sudden their lives could be completely turned around on just the misconception of what happens or doesn't happen.
Do you think letting go of that certainty and embracing the doubt is more of a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, I think letting go of the certainty is essential in life.
Doubt
is, without a doubt, the place that you can be where you learn the most about yourself and about your friends and your family and everybody around you.
She asks me at one point, the young nun, why I make up stories to deliver a sermon. And she says, isn't the truth a better way to convey a message? And I say, oh, no, the truth makes for a bad sermon. It tends to be confusing and have no clear conclusion. And so that's part of that whole thing about being there at Mass. I mean, when I was a kid and the priest would get up there, one of the most frustrating things for me was that they always read from the two readings first, and then they tried to take the gospel and fit it all together. And it was the rarity when you would have a priest who would actually go beyond those extremes, that it would start to talk to you like a person and would try to relate it to everyday life. That's the stories that he tells in this play. That's why it's called Doubt, A Parable. It's not just doubt. He purposely puts that in parentheses so that people understand that it's a story and that people need to understand that stories can get distorted.
Both of you come from a Catholic background. So how does that affect how you feel and present this play?
I think for me, being the priest, I served as an altar boy, so I really got to observe them up close and personal. The one thing I wanted to convey was that I wanted him to be an inspired speaker, because that was the one thing I didn't have too often when I was an altar boy. The words he speaks and the stories he's telling have some value, and they have a resonance. And so if I can be honest and true to that part of the story, I feel like I've done my job. The other part is for the audience to interpret. But for me, one of the worst things that happens in the world is when people are accused falsely. And even though they can prove their story, the more they prove it, the more they seem guilty. And so it's a vicious, vicious thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a Catholic altar boy as well, I had a strong vocation to the priesthood when I was in grade school. So throughout my grade school years, that was my focus. That's what I felt like I was destined to do. That obviously changed. So
I also did not have a bad experience. Truthfully, I hope I can stay honest to some of the good things that these people do that sometimes get overshadowed because of this tragedy. Each person needs to be judged as a person and not as a category.
A parable intends to impart a lesson or wisdom in some fashion. Is that any more difficult in a play that has no conclusion?
I think the lesson is taken by each individual in this. The parable is so open, even though there's a message to it, it's open enough that you can apply that lesson that is implicit in the parable to a host of other things in your life. And I think the play does the same thing.
The play definitely points out one thing. It's not just about doubting your religion or doubting yourself or doubting your sexuality or your preferences. It's also about the fact that when we say things about others or ourselves, that words actually have consequence. And today, that's so relevant because we see every day how words are bandied about and lives are at stake.
Chris Pinto and Chris McVeigh from the Not Ready for Retirement Players, who present Doubt, a Parable at the Holt Center Studio in Eugene. Performances are August 18th through 27th, with evening performances on Fridays and Saturdays and Sunday matinees. For tickets and information, haltcenter.org, and see the Facebook page for the Not Ready for Retirement Players. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.